Haiti marks an anniversary with high tensions. A Hope Center works to revitalize a quake-torn community in China. And a ministry positions itself for the future with a simple name change. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. On February 28th, Haitians observed an important anniversary in the 205-year history of their country. In the days leading up to it, there have been protests or manifestations and marches across the country. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart is hoping the tensions won't erupt into days of rioting.
Haitians just notoriously have been their own worst enemies.
Conditions at every level have worsened in Haiti since 2004. DeHart says,
desperate people do desperate things because they're tired of high gas prices. They're tired of not being able to get food. They're tired of the fact that they've seen no progress since the hurricanes. It's just a very depressing situation that they're not seeing an end to.
For Haiti with Love is the hands and feet of Christ there.
Pray for a peaceful spirit in the country so that they somehow get that God is in control and these manifestations of violence are not going to help.
Meanwhile, one man asked Christian Resources International to help fill a seminary library in Lebanon. CRI's John Lowry says this will reach further than just Lebanon.
It will also be an outreach to pastors that are coming in from other countries where that kind of library would never be allowed. And they'll be able to access it and study there and then return to their homelands a little better prepared to minister to their folks.
The man who approached CRI would like to start his own seminary in the future. This could be dangerous.
But if people come and ask questions or ask for help, then in many of the scenarios, it's perfectly legal for him to give them whatever resources they want. But if he tried to reverse that and take that information to them, then he's breaking a lot of laws.
CRI will be shipping the books out in the next few days. Pray that the container will arrive safely and that many will be touched by the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. China continues to see the after effects of a devastating 2008 Sichuan earthquake. Ken Leggett says WorldServe Ministries helped 400 people after the earthquake, and they now plan to make that permanent by building an outreach center in Sichuan.
It'll be a real holistic approach to equipping the believers in that area through physical needs, through developing spiritual relationships with Christ, with them, discipleship programs, and even some other vocational training as well.
Many people suffer from depression and poor living conditions after losses. Their worldview has changed. The center aims to restore the community by encouraging believers and offering the hope of Christ to others.
People are desperately thirsty for hope. And the gospel message, you know, Christ is our hope, and we're coming to them with that message. And just pray that people will continue to be open and thirsty to hear that.
Pray also for the encouragement of local believers and for the building funds to come in. Meanwhile, the poor economy in the U.S. is forcing groups like Here's Life Inner City to ask for help. In December, Here's Life was able to hand out hundreds of homeless care kits to people in need. However, with the unusually cold weather and the poor economy, more help is needed. The kits include winter clothing, a blanket, health items, and more importantly, God's Word. Your gift of $33 not only provides for a homeless person's needs physically, but spiritually. Go to our website if you can help. And Book of Hope International is now One Hope. One Hope's president, Rob Hoskins, says new supporters were confused by the name. They didn't know why a book ministry also used a film and the internet in kids' ministry. Their focus hasn't changed. This year, One Hope wants to reach 70 million kids with the Book of Hope. Hoskins also believes the new name positions them to begin using new media and technology to reach the youth for Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with a special digital kit to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.